B-Pod Studios.
Hey, come on, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
It's time to go outside and let the sun inside. We'll have so much fun. Hit the road, let's ride.
Yeah.
If you give Rick a podcast,
I'll
take you on a trip.
Where are we going?
And when you're on that journey, you'll probably want to flip. So if you give Rick a podcast, just fly by.
Let's go.
Ready, set, go. Let's start the flow. All you gotta do is tell Rick hi.
Say hi.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Rick, what are you counting?
I'm trying to count out all of these pieces of rice. There's just so many.
You think there's a lot there? Think about how many grains of rice there are on the entire planet.
Whoa!
Whoa is right, but remember, you can still get full off just a bowl of rice, right?
Yeah, I was stuffed after we had rice and chicken!
So you always have to remember, sometimes it's the little things that add up.
Isn't that what you always say about being kind and nice too?
You're right! Being kind is all about the small things you do. You don't have to do huge acts of being nice. You just need to make it a habit to be nice to people all the time.
Well, I want to be nice to you always.
Well, I want to be nice to you too, Rick. Want to know how you can be nice right now?
How is that?
By listening to me read you this new book I found all about being a kind person.
I can do that just for you.
The Jelly Donut Difference. Sharing kindness with the world. Written by Maria Desmondi. Art by P.S. Brooks.
The sun was barely up on this chilly winter morning when Dexter ran down the stairs, following the mouthwatering smell of his mom's famous bacon and cheese bread pudding.
Hey, not so fast!
Dexter's twin sister Leah yelled. She yanked his shirt, getting ahead of him in time to nab the first plate of their Saturday breakfast.
3 weeks in a row, Dex!
Leah grinned as she took the first bite of bacon cheesy deliciousness.
Why is it such a big deal to have the first bite of the pudding?
Dex demanded. Mama and Papa were busy cooking for family and friends who would be coming to dinner that night.
Lee, it's my turn to mix the stuffing,
Dexter said as he pulled the spoon right out of her hands. It was then Papa realized they had run out of eggs.
Well, since you were the first to eat breakfast, Lee, you should go get eggs from Miss Marvis,
Dex told her. Instead, Papa sent both kids to get the eggs from their neighbor. Miss Marvis answered the door and invited the twins inside. Right away, Dexter noticed a difference between their house and hers. It seemed too quiet. There were no good smells or messy countertops, just a bowl of cereal on the kitchen table. Dex wondered,
where's Miss Marvis's
family? They never seem to come around. On the way home with the eggs, Dex turned to Leah.
Miss Marvis's house seems so lonely.
Our house is always full of people,
Leah observed.
So let's ask Mama and Papa to invite her over to dinner tonight,
Dex suggested.
Oh, good idea,
Leah agreed. Miss Marvis sat between Dex and Leah at the large dining table among other guests. She told stories of living in Poland with her children many years ago. She shared a Polish tradition of making and eating jelly donuts filled with sweet and savory fillings called puchkis. Dexter's eyes lit up.
Miss Marvis told them,
traditionally, we made punchkis during the winter months to use up all the lard, sugar, eggs, and fruit in the house before fasting for a holiday.
At the meal's end,
Miss Marvis thanked them all.
What a special treat to be here with you tonight. I love remembering when my children were young and the traditions we shared,
Miss Marvis said as she brushed away a tear.
Now they're grown and gone. Why, I haven't made those donuts in years.
The next morning, the twins played in the snow. When they came in to warm up, Leah grabbed the last packet of hot cocoa mix right out of Dexter's hands. Dex was about to yank back the mix when Papa interrupted.
I have a recipe here for punchkis.
Those jelly donuts Miss Marvis mentioned.
Do you want to make them with me?
Soon the kitchen was filled with gooey blueberry filling, melted butter, whipping cream, and other sticky ingredients.
Leah, it's your turn to stir,
Dex said, trying not to lick sugar off his fingers as he handed his sister the spatula. When they were done, the twins dropped off a bag on Miss Marvis's porch.
She'll love them, I just know it,
said Dex. He and Leah trudged back home through the snow. At dinner that night, the twins devoured jelly donuts for dessert. The following weekend, Dexter looked out the window. Leah was building a snowman. He ran out to join her. Leah stepped in front of her snowman.
Stop, Dex! Don't knock it down!
No, I wasn't going to,
Dex replied.
I have an idea. Let's go build a snow family in Miss Marvis's yard! She'll love all the company.
A few days later on Monday, the twins found a letter from Miss Marvis. Dex picked it up and read it out loud.
Dear Dexter and Leah, the punchkis you made for me were wonderful. Even better was the lovely dinner you invited me to, and the snow family you built for me. Your acts of kindness are really appreciated. You found a great way to spend your time, and it made me feel extra special. Who would have thought jelly donuts could make such a difference? Warm wishes, Miss Marvis.
Before Leah could grab the letter from him, Dex handed it to her.
I'm thankful we have each other,
he said.
It felt good to work together.
Leah grinned.
And I'm thankful we learned how to make jelly donuts.
The twins giggled until their bellies hurt, thinking about the new treats and tradition they hope to continue.
Flying through space and time, the crew members of the IYGARAP spaceship make it their mission to discover new planets and reach for the far-flung edges of the galaxy. We join them as they land on another unknown planet. What could be awaiting them? Let's find out on another episode of Space Oddity!
Whoa, this is such a cool planet. It looks purple, and the sky is green. There are mountains and trees, and whoa, what is that? Oh my gosh, it's an alien, an alien being. Hey there, buddy.
No, don't worry, it's okay. I promise, we are nice and kind. Kind. Do you not know what kind means? Well, being kind is what humans do to each other. It means helping and being nice to others just because it's the right thing to do. Yes, so it's always good to be kind, and I want to be kind to you. You can be my alien friend. I will name you Chip. My name is Zap, and I come in kindness.
Join us next time as Captain Zap continues to teach the new alien friends just what kindness means. This is Space Oddity!
Oh, hi, Maria. I really like that book you wrote that Reese read to us today. It's really good. I like jelly donuts, too. Hey, what are you doing in the park?
I'm just sitting down. I have these two gigantic sandwiches that are so delicious. I couldn't just walk around and eat them.
What? I know those sandwiches. Those are from my favorite restaurant down the street. What's on them?
I think there is bacon, lettuce, some fresh tomatoes, and the bread is nice and toasted.
I am so hungry. I think I should go and buy one right now.
Wait. When I went in there to buy these sandwiches, they told me that these were the last two they had.
What? Don't tell me those were the last two sandwiches.
Those were the last two sandwiches.
I told you not to tell me those were the last two sandwiches. Oh, this is terrible. What am I gonna do? Oh, cruel fate. Why do you mock me?
Rick, has anyone ever had something that you wanted? What did you do?
Why? Why? I just want a sandwich.
I really want to eat both sandwiches, but I could give one to Rick. Then I would still have one left and everyone would be happy. Hey, Rick, would you like to share my sandwiches and eat one?
Share? Yes. Oh, thank you.
Okay, here you go. Ooh, whoops. Oh, I can't believe I dropped my sandwich.
Oh, no.
And I really wanted that sandwich.
Are you feeling sad right now, Maria? I don't want you to feel sad. You're my friend. So I will share my sandwich with you.
You would share with me?
Yeah, because that's what friends do. Now, let's try and eat these sandwiches before they get cold.
Okay, friend.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming over and playing with me today. I really appreciate you being my friend. Aw, don't be sad. You can come over and play again soon. We can learn all about stuff and even hang out with my friend Maria, the nice lady who writes all these books. If you want to read any more of her books, you can go get them at cardinalroompress.com or wherever you get your children's books. And don't forget, like Maria always says,
you are important. Never forget that.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.